Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We continue our coverage here this morning of things going on in the 2016 race with Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead, and the State of the Union on CNN. Good morning to you, Jake. How are you? Yeah, we're having a little problem with our phone line system here today. Let's see if we can get Jake on the line. It's the second time that that thing has glitched on us this morning.
It has.
Listen, one of the things that we're going to talk to Jake about here in just a moment is the Clinton emails and how they are continuing to reveal new information to us as we get more information from the folks at Judicial Watch and other locations. Apparently, what we're finding is that there was, you know, some coordination going on between the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Secretary of State, the State Department, where she was Secretary of State. And the question is, was there a pay to play? That's the question that everybody's trying to get at. And the new documents, at least as we are beginning to see them, suggest that there certainly was a lot of coordination between the two organizations.
Yeah, I'll say there has. We spoke with Tom Fitton yesterday on Drive at 5, and he laid all that out. By the way, all of these emails that we are reading now and seeing this very, very incestuous relationship between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, these emails have come to light because of Judicial Watch and the lawsuit that they put forth.
All right. On the line now, Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead, State of the Union on CNN. Jake, good morning to you. We're just talking about these emails that are beginning to show that there was a great deal of coordination between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Where's this thing going?
I don't know. What these emails show is that Doug Band, who at the time was a top executive at the Clinton Foundation and also was a top aide to President Clinton, reached out to people in Hillary Clinton's orbit at the State Department, whom Aberdeen, for example, and talked about a couple things. One was trying to place a staffer looking for a job. Another one was a businessman, an international businessman, wanting to talk to the U.S. ambassador in Lebanon. And obviously these are not the kinds of favors that any one of us could get just on any random moment.
The
Clinton campaign says they have a long explanation for this about how this had to do with Doug Band serving as the president's, as former President Clinton's top aide, not as Clinton Foundation, and that this international businessman had long established ties to the Clintons long before he gave money to the foundation. But it does become a question, and this is one of the issues here when you have this overlap of the Clinton Foundation and the president's office, former president's office, and Hillary Clinton and the campaign and all these overlapping interests over and over, and there are supposed to be delineated lines.
Yeah.
That makes it very difficult to argue that there are not conflicts of interest.
But there was this line in a CNN story that was on the web that got a lot of attention yesterday. It was buried sort of deep within the story that had to do with the fact that the Justice Department was asked by the FBI whether there should be a case, and the Justice Department said, no, there should be no case. We've looked at, there's nothing there. What do you know about that?
I saw this last night as well, and I have not talked to the reporter in question yet. I plan on doing so today. But the question was that the FBI had indeed reached out to the Justice Department's Public Integrity Division to say, to talk about opening up a case against the Clinton Foundation to look into whether there were quid pro quos, whether there was inappropriate behavior. And the response was, no, we'd already looked into this a year ago, and we don't think that there's enough there. But it is an interesting it is an interesting question.
Jake, you covered this so well yesterday on The Lead, and I want to read back your own words to you because I think it's such a great quote. Jake said yesterday, this does feed into the narrative out there that the Clintons in general don't think that the rules apply to them and I think this is even more importantly, can't understand why anybody would ever question their ethics or their integrity. That's the part that really gets me and I think also rubs a lot of voters the wrong way, Jake, is that when these questions are raised, they act like, you know, you're the problem for raising the question. And let's face it, as you said, these lines were supposed to have been drawn. This was all foreshadowed back in early 2009 in January when Mrs. Clinton was going through her confirmation hearings. So
yeah, when President-elect Obama in 2008 reached out to Hillary Clinton to talk about her serving as his Secretary of State, and that's a fact that she cites all the time on the campaign trail. Whenever anybody talks about trust or issues of her honesty or integrity, she says, "Well, I went through a tough campaign with President Obama too, and ultimately he ended up asking me to be his Secretary of State." Now, behind that factual statement is the fact that there were weeks and weeks of wrangling of the Obama team trying to figure out what the Clinton team would be willing to do in terms of lines, in terms of establishing a wall between Clinton Foundation business and State Department business. And you'll notice that Hillary Clinton herself was not on these emails that we're talking about right now. It went staff member to staff member. The intention of the Obama administration was to make sure that this type of thing didn't happen, where people, whether they were friends with the Clintons for other reasons or not, but still were big donors to the foundation, whether or not they were able to get access to the State Department in a way that wouldn't have happened if the Clinton Foundation didn't exist. And
here we are.
Here we are, exactly.
Here we are. It's amazing.
Very quickly, your sense of where the campaigns are. I mean, a lot of people said this has not been a particularly good run for Donald Trump, and the polls have been concerning to many. What's your thought about it?
I mean, he's on a bad trajectory right now. I mean, if I were him, I would be seeking a course correction. I have said all along that I think it's possible Donald Trump could win the presidency. The electoral map is tough for him, but by the same token, running for a third term in the same party is tough for her. But he keeps on doing things that potentially alienate these independent or undecided voters. And when you look at the polling numbers, he is not where he needs to be. And it doesn't matter how enthusiastic 100,000 voters are who are voting for Trump are, if there are 300,000 who are voting for Hillary Clinton. So, I don't think he's in a good place right now, and I don't think it's, the invention of the media or the fault of never Trump Republicans.
Yeah.
I think these are self-inflicted wounds.
All right, Jake Tapper. Hey, what dominates on the TV in the Tapper household? Is it gymnastics, swimming, fencing,
or
rugby?
Some guy climbing a building?
I wasn't into that. We watch with the kids, and it's exciting. Like, they're 6 and 8 now, so it's their first Olympics where they can really, pay attention. And, I mean, the women's gymnastics team are just...
They're amazing,
I guess I'm kind of partial to them, although we like Michael Phelps, too.
All right. Jake Tapper, thank you so much.
Excellent, Jake.
Thank you.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.